First Line Report, news and commentary. I'm Richard Roth reporting on the CBS Radio Network. By most accounts from Moscow, the Soviet capital is just about ready for the start of the Olympic Games, now a week away. And it seems that Kremlin leaders are succeeding in their attempt to create a model city, a kind of demonstration project for the world of the achievements of communism. But there is a familiar ring to much of this, and the ring sounds hollow. More after this.
If you want to save on paints that stand the test of time, now is the time to take advantage of the values on True Test paints available at True Value hardware stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you True Test Weatherall Acrylic Latex House Paint is made to endure all weather and climates. Its acrylic latex formula produces a breather-type finish, allowing damaging moisture to escape, so you get more years between you and your next paint project. True Test Weatherall from True Value hardware stores has earned the Good Housekeeping seal and is available in white and 36 rich, fade-resistant Jamestown colors. Right now, you can get True Test Weatherall Acrylic Latex House Paint for just $11.97 a gallon during True Test Anniversary Paint Days until July 13th, only at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers. And save gas. You won't have to drive far for your hardware and houseware needs. If you're looking for value, service, and selection, you'll find them nearby at any one of the more than 5,000 True Value hardware stores and home centers nationwide.
An American resident in Moscow wrote home to a friend and described the transformation of the Soviet city as something like magic. Like magic, he said, drunks have disappeared from the streets and parks. Like magic, unsightly, dilapidated buildings have been torn down, fresh coats of paint applied to old park benches. Even dirty and dented cars have been banished from Moscow streets. And most magical of all, fresh food can be found in city shops, a relative cornucopia of fruits and vegetables, fish and meat. To be sure, most Westerners who've lived in the Soviet Union developed some cynicism, but the American in Moscow was not alone in feeling that the magic was just beginning. The last trick won't be played until the Olympics end, and that's likely to be a disappearing act, when the abundant food supplies, the foreign newspapers, the shiny consumer goods vanish. Most Russians know the trick well. They've seen it before. 23 years ago, when 34,000 young people poured into town for the Moscow World Youth Festival, the city suddenly became a relative consumer haven, and the Russian people were still talking about it two decades later. More recently, during a Communist Party Congress, the city underwent a similar transformation, even though most of the visitors were not from the West. But inevitably, just as soon as the visitors depart, as soon as reporters head for home and the lenses on foreign cameras are capped, the magical transformation happens in reverse. Suddenly, in the proud city that calls itself the capital of the world's first socialist state, it's impossible to buy a roll of toilet paper or a bag of fresh oranges. Most Russians seem to accept all this philosophically. Philosophically, that is, but also with some degree of ingenuity. Only rarely are harsh, bitter words heard, questioning why the abundance only occurs when foreigners are visiting, why it ends so suddenly, why the shops can't be well stocked year-round. That's the philosophical acceptance of it. The ingenious part involves the means people will go to take advantage of a good thing while it lasts, to buy now because surely tomorrow the shelves will be empty. So it may have been poignant, it may have been ironic, but it certainly wasn't surprising to read that a Communist Party functionary was recently imploring factory workers. Comrades, he said, during the Olympics you will find much produce in the stores, but please, don't try to buy everything in one day. Now this.
It's your way of looking good.
You're looking good.
Having fun in summer like you should.
It's easy to stay cool with Avon's Feelin' Fresh Body Splash. It even has moisturizers. Feelin' Fresh is as much fun as a plunge into a swimming pool.
You've got lots of things to do, so we bring Avon.
First Line Report. Enjoy your Friday. I'm Richard Roth, CBS News.
Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with a CBS World News Roundup. Ayatollah Khomeini gave the word, and Richard Queen was released, the first American hostage to be set free since the early stages of the embassy takeover in Tehran last November. Queen was liberated because he's ill. He arrived in Zurich this morning, and we'll hear about it from Susan Peterson.
When Richard Queen arrived at Zurich Airport, and he was immediately taken in an ambulance to a nearby hospital. U.S. Embassy official Peter Royce said American State Department doctors will come from Austria and Germany to treat the 28-year-old hostage, who spent 250 days in captivity.
Mr. Queen arrived, as expected. He's going for a period of medical observation here, and he's going for medical observation here in Zurich. We have no idea what his condition is. We had first word late last night that he was being released. We've had no access to him until now. And we'll wait and see what his medical condition is. His parents are expected to arrive sometime today.
When Queen was taken hostage last November 4th, he was serving as vice counsel in the American Embassy. It was the first foreign assignment for Queen, who was from New York. When his parents arrived this afternoon, it will be the first time they have seen him since July 1979. Susan Peterson, CBS News, Zurich.
Queen's mother and father are scheduled to leave Kennedy Airport in New York at this hour for Zurich by way of London. They've been visiting a relative in Scarsdale, New York, and they talked there with CBS News correspondent Randy Daniels.
The Queens greeted news of their son's release with joy and concern. Concern for his health. They do not know just how ill their son Richard is or what his medical problems are. But Harold Queen, Richard's father, saw the release order by Ayatollah Khomeini as a positive step.
Gracious and humanitarian gesture, and I'll accept it as such. And I can only say that I hope that it is simply the beginning of 52 such gestures on his part. That I consider my son as my son, but nevertheless as one of 53 Americans who are over there.
The Queens have not seen their son since last July, and all but 4 months of that time have been spent in captivity. Randy Daniels, CBS News, New York.
The State Department in Washington thus far has had a cautious and restrained reaction to the case. We'll hear about that from Ike Pappas.
State Department sources paid tribute this morning to the Swiss government for its efforts in getting Queen out of Iran so quickly. But other than that, there has been no official reaction here at the State Department to the release of the hostage. A statement is expected later today, however, and the department is then expected to repeat the words of President Carter that all of the hostages should now be released for humanitarian reasons. One of the reasons why the State Department is reacting so cautiously to Queen's release is that his exact condition is not known. State Department sources confirm that Queen will be examined by doctors in Zurich this morning. Where Queen will go after that is only speculation at this point. Defense Department sources said Queen might be brought to the Air Force Hospital at Wiesbaden, West Germany, which is fully equipped to treat the psychological and physical ills of released hostages. Ike Pappas, CBS News, the State Department.
For the remaining 52 hostages in Iran, this is their 251st day of captivity. As Ike Pappas noted a moment ago, President Carter says the proper thing for the terrorists to do is release all the hostages. Back from Tokyo and a brief fishing trip in Alaska, the president is now commencing a one-week vacation on an island off the coast of Georgia. He arrived there early this morning. With the Republican National Convention opening in Detroit 3 days from now, the platform committee has just about finished its work. All that remains to be done now is approve a preamble. Neil Strausser has been covering the committee's deliberations.
We have reached out as never before to address the hopes and visions and aspirations of all Americans.
It was the delegate from Oklahoma, Representative Mickey Edwards, bubbling over as the platform committee completed work on the planks in what must be record time. Reagan spokesmen also were pleased. It is a platform that reflects the candidate's conservative views rather more faithfully than his strategist might have liked on abortion and ERA, as the effort was to reach out to as many voters as possible. The platform stresses the Reagan tax cut plan as a means to create jobs, but also calls for sharply increased defense spending in a bid to reestablish superiority over the Soviet Union. In the final day of voting, a call for weaker gun control laws was accepted. There was no stopping a motion opposing the federal 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. But a delegate was talked out of moving for the selection of judges who reflect Republican principles. And a number of other favorite objectives of the party's most conservative wing were diffused, in one case with help from abroad. North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms saying he got a message from Taiwan telling him to do nothing to endanger Reagan's election. So he didn't move to reestablish relations with Taiwan. on Taiwan is on the Panama Canal. Reagan strategist took the attitude, what's done is done, and won. Neil Strauser, CBS News Convention Headquarters in Detroit.
A breakthrough now appears likely in efforts to settle the strike of Detroit municipal workers. The Michigan Labor Director thinks city officials and union leaders are close to agreement. The union says that if tentative agreement is reached on a new contract today, a ratification vote will be held either tomorrow or Sunday. The leaders of France and West Germany ended their latest round of talks today in Bonn. Wellington Long has details.
French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing won West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt's endorsement of his plan to modernize France's nuclear deterrent forces. Schmidt announced his approval of the French scheme at the conclusion of Giscard's five-day state visit to West Germany. But the two men did not reveal just how the French force will affect West Germany. That is, will it be used to guarantee West Germany against invasion from the east? And if so, will West Germany be expected to contribute to its financing? These are highly complicated issues and obviously will require some months of negotiations as well as meshing with NATO plans for the forward defense of West Germany. Nevertheless, Schmidt said he welcomed the French plan just as he had welcomed NATO's decision in December to accept American cruise and Pershing missiles in Western Europe as counterweights to the Soviet missiles that threaten Western Europe. Wellington Long for CBS News, Bonn.
Independent presidential candidate John Anderson in Israel this morning paid a call on Prime Minister Menachem Begin, who is still recuperating from last month's minor heart attack. They talked for 40 minutes. Afterwards, Anderson told reporters that Begin looked very well, was champing at the bit, and is eager to resume his active leadership of the Israeli government. The candidate then flew off to Cairo, where he meets tomorrow with Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. Later on, he'll visit West Germany, France, and Britain. Winston Churchill, member of the British Parliament, accused France today of supplying Iraq with materials to build a nuclear bomb in exchange for assured oil supplies. The grandson of the late great Prime Minister said, quote, France, in its lust for oil, appears to have thrown to the winds all constraints of morality, good sense, or even self-interest. Pope John Paul is now in the final stage of his visit to Brazil. Robin Wright reports from Manaus, deep in the jungle.
After a two-hour boat ride on the Amazon River, Pope John Paul is scheduled to leave Manaus, ending his sensitive mission to Brazil. The Pope's visit is expected to leave a lasting impact on the world's largest Catholic country. In a series of speeches, the Pope has questioned the social order and system of justice throughout Latin America. He has challenged governments to institute major reforms on behalf of the poor, the labor force, the oppressed, and the ill. And he is warned that if they don't do it now, by peaceful changes, it will happen later, by violence. Most significantly, the Pope has raised the expectations of the poor, and more than a third of Brazil's population live below the poverty line. This could end up forcing the government to respond. The ministers of Justice and Finance have this week publicly, though vaguely, referred to changes on the way. But observers say it could also trigger a backlash reaction from the wealthy and powerful. One way or another, Brazilians are not likely to forget the Pope's Brazilian journey. Robin Wright, CBS News, Manaus.
The executive board of the International Olympic Committee opened its pre-games meeting today in Moscow under the leadership of Lord Kalinin. The committee faces a jam-packed schedule of sports and political problems. The heat wave that has been scorching much of the Southwest, the South, and the Plain States for almost 3 weeks is now blamed for nearly 300 deaths, either directly or indirectly. Health officials say old people living in poorly ventilated homes are the most frequent victims. The heat wave has caused severe damage to crops and livestock in many states. Gold prices overseas are slightly higher today. The price was fixed in London this morning at $663.50 an ounce, up around $2.50 from late yesterday. The dollar is mixed on the major foreign exchanges.
News break. At the airport in Tehran early today, Richard Queen boarded a flight for Zurich, freed from his captivity because of his health. It was a happy and emotional moment.
Are you happy, sir?
Yes, very happy indeed.
Something you want to tell your folks back home?
No, I'll just be coming home as soon as possible.
What is your name, sir?
Richard Queen.
Richard Queen. I've never seen a man as happy as you, Mr. Queen. How long have you been here?
I think about 8 months now. A little over 8 months.
What was wrong with you?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. Something with the brain, some sort of virus or something. I'm not sure.
You look very healthy, sir.
I feel a lot better right now in the past hour.
Have a very, very nice trip, Mr. Queen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm Christopher Glenn, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Now, Queen is in Zurich, undergoing his first medical examinations. We'll have more on the first break in the hostage crisis in so many months after this.
You can increase the odds of growing a healthy lawn and garden by providing even water coverage with a Nelson sprinkler from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest the Dial-A-Rain oscillator that evenly waters up to 2,700 square feet without puddling and features 20 watering positions. Or choose the Nelson Beta-Rain impact sprinkler that waters part or all of a circle up to 86 feet in diameter. See all the quality Nelson products at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers.
Hi, this is Michael Landon. I spend a lot of time at my typewriter writing and rewriting scripts because I want them to turn out right. Same thing with my pictures. I want them to turn out right, too. And I make sure Kodak paper's behind them. Because to me, Kodak says quality. So be sure to ask for the paper that says Kodak. It's always available where you see the Kodak paper sign. The sign with that memorable face. Mine. Look for the Kodak paper sign when you get your pictures developed. And tell them the guy on the sign sent you.
Richard Queen's freedom comes at the price of a medical problem, though no one is yet quite sure what's the matter. Susan Peterson has been covering the story in Zurich.
Some people are saying that he has a paralegia, which is a trauma of the spinal cord, which can be triggered by hysteria. Now, most hostages in any kind of captivity undergo a severe stress, and this may be one outcome from it.
Peter Royce, an American embassy official in the Swiss city, has only sketchy indications of what happens now.
He's going to be in Zurich for an indeterminate period of time for medical observation. As you can understand, I hope and have sympathy for, we've had absolutely no access to him. We have no idea what his medical condition is. He'll be under observation here. His parents are expected to arrive sometime today.
The former hostage's parents were, naturally enough, enormously relieved at the turn of events.
It's been tough. It's been tough. It's been tough on all of us. It's been tough on, you know, I'm not going to claim that it's been harder on me or easier on me. It's been tough on every one of us who has had a relative, a husband or a son or whatever.
I haven't had letters for a long time, you know that. Well, his spirit was good, and he was trying to hold on and trying to hold his dignity and all that, yes, and try to keep his sense of humor in order to keep his integrity.
President Carter took the broad view of the gesture by the Ayatollah.
Obviously, the proper thing for the terrorists to do is to release all of the hostages who are being held because they are innocent. And they deserve to be with their families, as well as those who are too ill to be treated.
And even Queen's father, despite the personal gratification he drew from his son's release, shares the national concern.
It was a gracious and humanitarian gesture, and I'll accept it as such. And I can only say that I hope that it is simply the beginning of 52 such gestures on his part. That I consider my son as my son, but nevertheless as one of 53 Americans who are over there.
And now this message.
Daytime on CBS television. Watch as the world turns, spinning stories of love, joy, and heartbreak. Next, The Guiding Light, the Emmy Award-winning series that unravels deep, dark secrets. Then laugh out loud as Anne, the girls, and Schneider step to the beat of life one day at a time. As the world turns, The Guiding Light, and One Day at a Time. Weekdays on CBS television. Check your local listings for time.
Newsbreak. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
CBS News. Unemployment may be helping the Republican Party broaden its base among auto workers at least. I'm Richard C. Hautelet reporting on the CBS Radio Network. One reason the Republicans decided to hold their convention in Detroit is said to be their desire to broaden the party's base among urban industrial workers who are traditionally supporters of the Democratic Party. This morning, the president of the United Auto Workers Union, Douglas Fraser, and some of his top officials met at breakfast with Republican National Chairman Bill Brock, Senator Robert Dole, and other party leaders. More from Deborah Potter.
The Republican leaders say their party has undergone a revolution, and the meeting with the United Auto Workers was an effort to prove it. The leaders say they wanted to learn what the auto workers want and to discuss how they can get it. Senator Robert Dole of Kansas, a member of the Finance Committee, says there was some support for tax credits to people who buy energy-efficient domestic cars. And the Republicans also discussed a union proposal to promote the scrapping of 10-year-old cars by paying a bonus. What the auto workers really want, says UAW President Douglas Fraser, is jobs.
As the unemployment goes up more and more and more, we'll be casting their votes for Reagan. And there's an absolute correlation between the high unemployment and the movement toward Reagan.
The union leadership won't decide which presidential candidate to endorse until September, and Fraser says the trend to the Republican Party may change as the election grows close. But his warning to President Carter and the Democrats was clear. Their traditional ally, Labor, is unhappy and may switch. Deborah Potter, CBS News, Detroit.
An offstage problem for the convention may be on the way to solution. The pace of bargaining between the city administration and Detroit and striking municipal employees has reportedly increased, and there is said to be hope that a settlement may be only hours away. CBS News continues after this.
Oh, with the Kmart goof-goof policy,
Freddy Uncle pays the fee.
If prints aren't right, you do not pay.
That's the Freddy Uncle way. With Kmart photo finishing, if prints are late, don't.
I'm Freddy Focal, and I feel you should be familiar with four fabulous features of Kmart photo finishing at Kmart. One, if your color prints aren't finished when they're promised, you don't pay. Two, Goofproof lets you feel free not to pay for prints you fuzzed or fouled up. Three, if you want fine film, you'll find Focal film only at Kmart. And four, for fun with photos, Freddy Focal's far in front.
Take Freddy Focal's fine advice. Get quality prints at a Kmart.
Through July 12th, save on a Minolta 110 pocket camera with built-in strobe. That's Minolta, on sale for just $54.88 at Kmart.
Richard Queen, the American hostage released yesterday in Tehran, is now undergoing a medical checkup at a Swiss hospital. When the plane landed in Zurich this morning, Queen was taken off on a stretcher, but an American embassy official said there was, in his words, nothing obvious wrong with Queen. Queen's parents left New York this morning for Zurich. They will see their son tonight. Officials at Three Mile Island say the process of venting the radioactive krypton gas was finished this morning, about a week ahead of schedule. Metropolitan Edison spokesman David Delzingaro says the community surrounding the plant was not endangered by the venting.
The off-site dose to the population in the nearby area was well within NRC limits and was conducted quite safely. There was no radiation dosed detected off-site that would be in excess of the limits established by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Certainly, the venting of the krypton was, in relative terms, one of the more simple steps that will be engaged in.
Officials do not expect that anyone will be able to enter the crippled plant for another 4 weeks. Stocks and other news after this.
Where is that clerk? Oh,
can I help you?
We have to see the hotel manager.
Right away.
I'll get him.
In hurry. Oh, John.
It's okay. It's okay.
Our vacation's ruined.
Don't worry, honey. Please, maybe we can find someone who'll
help. Hi, I'm the hotel manager.
Oh, listen, we've lost our traveler's checks.
All of them. What should we do?
Well, what kind were they?
American Express. Right.
American Express. Come on, I've got their number right here.
Ah.
You can call for help anytime from anywhere in the country with American Express traveler's checks. Ask for them by name.
Normal lighting on patios and porches is an open invitation to flying insects. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you General Electric bug lights from True Value Hardware Stores are yellow-coated to cut out the blue light that attracts night-flying insects. That means you can entertain long after the stars come out without flying insects driving you buggy. And GE bug lights come in 60 and 100-watt sizes, For outdoor lighting, get General Electric bug lights at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers.
A painting by the Flemish master Peter Paul Rubens was sold at auction in London today for $5.5 million. It was Samson and Delilah. $6.4 million is the absolute record auction price for an artwork for William Turner's Juliet and Her Nurse. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 0.60. Volume on the big board, nearly 17 million shares. The Dow Jones industrial average stands now at 886.52. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.